Hear now the word of God. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It is good to be here this morning, and I welcome you again. I want to say thank you to Jeff and to the staff. We had an opportunity this week to take our 18-month-old grandchild to the beach. And an 18-month-old at the beach is a lot of fun. And so we have had a great week together and with our children, our son and daughter-in-law, and with Jackson. And we are very excited to be home, or glad to be home, but we miss Jax already, so you'll have to help me with that, let me grieve accordingly. But anyway, we are glad to be here in God's house this morning. There was a time, not too terribly long ago, when the mantra of our world was, whatever. In fact, we probably still have a good portion of that today ourselves. And it comes not only with just saying whatever, it has some things to go with it. First, you roll the eyes, and then the tone of voice that says, do whatever you want. You're not going to listen to me anyway. Now, I'm sure that Scott would agree that I've been known to do that once or twice, along with the mannerisms. And in some cases, it just seems to sound hopeless. And it comes across as an attitude of, I could care less. You ever heard that said? Ever done it yourself? Well, this whatever attitude takes a lot of different shapes and forms. Some people say whatever happens is predestined and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, I call that fatalism. And then there's that says whatever happens is God's plan and I either earned it or I deserve it. That is determinism. If whatever happens is good and for the best because the universe is always good, and that's optimism. And then whatever happens is bad because the universe is evil. That's pessimism. And then whatever happens, happens because we live in an irrational universe. That's absurdism. And then whatever happens because things just happen for no reason. That's called accidentalism. Whatever happens is what I make happen. Ever heard that one before? That's called egoism. You see, our whatevers seem to focus on ourselves. And sometimes in a very negative light. But today's passage from Paul, this is from his letter to the church in Philippi, he talks about God's whatever. And I want us to look at what it means to have God's whatever in our lives. And it focuses on these two verses, verses 8 and 9, that talk about all the different things that are God's whatever. He gives us the attribute for living a God-filled life. And in the passage, in the few verses before that, He talks about living a life that involves rejoicing, giving thanks, and staying focused. Those are very optimistic terms, aren't they? Our lives are to be filled with joy and thankfulness. Paul wrote these words while he was in prison, knowing that his life was soon going to come to an end. He had endured a life of difficulty and suffering as he ministered to people all over the known world about who Christ was and telling them that Jesus came to save us from our sins and that his love is for all people. He preached about a better way. But it had not been easy for Paul. Paul had stones thrown at him, had been thrown in prison, and now here he was in Rome waiting for whatever the emperor wanted to do to him. Paul describes for us a life of God's whatever should be like. He basically says to us, stand firm, rejoice, be good and gentle, give thanks, and do all of this so that you can experience the peace of God, which passes all understanding. And then he says, this peace will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. So how are we supposed to do this? There is one simple thing, and that is to stay focused. And that's what this passage is about that Jeff read for you a few minutes. It's a prescription of how to live and how to pray. It is a prescription of how to think. It's a prescription for what to reflect and meditate upon. It's a prescription telling us to stay focused on what God has for us to do and be, in other words, God's whatevers. We have to focus with our heart. We have to focus with our spirit and our being. You know, our idea of self-worth is influenced too much by advertising and television and the whole pop culture media thing, right? The truth is, we can't ever live up to what pop culture says are the standards. Because you see, those standards keep changing and they are just unreachable for us. Those standards are often determined by popular crazes. Do you remember when it was cool to have everything macrame'd? I was in, 7th or 8th grade. I was a Girl Scout, and we learned how to macrame. And I mean, everything in our house was macrame'd. I had wall hangings and pot holders and of course the thing that held the plants, you know, the plant hangers. And then there was CB radios. My father was big into CB radios, and I knew all the lingo. Or maybe there were leisure suits. Did you have a leisure suit? Yeah, everybody's laughing. They had a leisure suit. And then there were Beanie Babies and dancing hamsters and pet rocks. And what about the Macarena? We won't do that today. You see, pop culture and the image of what is in and cool and perfect changes nearly as quickly as your computer technology and the phone that you carry in your pocket. And that's why Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It's that discipline of always that sort of eludes us at all times. And yet, I've come to believe that that always attitude is as much a spiritual discipline as prayer and Bible study and tithing
and worship. It's an attitude that has to begin with centering ourselves in our relationship with God. And the how of it is very simple. We communicate with God through prayer. And I'm not just talking about the prayer that you yell out when something goes wrong. I'm talking about regular conversation with our Creator, one that builds up our relationship with God, one in which we listen to God and not just share our laundry list of wishes and wants and needs. With that image of yourself and your relationship with God, your heart and your mind and your spirit are focused. And you can live in the always attitude of whatever it is God wants us to do. God's whatevers. Most Eastern religions stay focused by emptying the mind of all distractions. But Paul tells us something different. He says to fill our mind with whatever, with God's whatever. So let's remember those. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think and focus on those things. Those are God's whatevers. So this morning I want to give you a couple of examples of things that are true and honorable and just and pure and pleasing, commendable and excellent and worthy of praise. Annual conference is encouraging people to minister to the needs of others right now in South Carolina, and we have people among us who are going to be focusing on meeting the needs of people whose lives have been completely turned upside down because of floods and storms. And we need to be praying for these people who are going to be engaged in God's whatever next week.
Charmaine Kearse's little boy is a typical toddler. He laughs.
Technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It froze. Are you okay? Okay. All right. There's a group of people, and I knew of this ministry. It's called Angel Flight. Have you ever heard of Angel Flight before? Angel Flight is a wonderful ministry. I had a man in my church in Clayton who was an Angel Flight pilot, and he talks about going out and helping people, taking a talent, an ability that he has, and using his own money to pay for the gas to take sick children like this one who is going through a liver transplant, and the only way that they could do it was to have transportation to a hospital far away. They are willing to give everything and share of their talents, their abilities, their gifts, their service, their witness to all of these. And that is an example of God's whatever. Can you get the last one up? Okay. The last one is about Harvest of Hope. You may have heard of Harvest of Hope. The clip was going to be about a church, a Methodist church. I think it's in Ohio. And they are involved in ministry to their community through a program that they call Harvest of Hope. And what they do is they have volunteers who go around to the grocery stores who are going to throw away things like, produce or bread or frozen meat or any of those things. And they take them, the things that can be still used, and take those to food pantries so that they can be given out to people who do not have the resources to provide themselves with food. They also then provide a community meal where they have partnered with other Methodist churches in their area, and they do a meal to show how to show God's love through feeding, through the ministry of food. And then the last part of it is a community garden. It's where they have six community gardens on their property, and they provide an opportunity for people who don't have enough food to come in and plant a little garden. And they will teach you how to do it. And then you take that food, and then you don't have to go to the store and buy some of the vegetables and things that you can get there. These are wonderful opportunities. According to the USDA, more than 3,000 pounds of food per second is wasted in the United States of America. They also report that 1/5 of American food, an estimated 130 pounds per person, ends up in a landfill. 49 million people could be fed just with the food that we are wasting. And that is what this ministry does, is they seek to find the sources of food and get it to the people who need it. We focus only on ourselves, and sometimes life gets hopeless, and especially when we compare ourselves to others with the moving target of public opinion and pop culture. But when we remember that we belong to God, that whatever happens in life, we can move from the world's whatever to God's whatever. An attitude of love and joy and peace. This morning, I want us to think about our own lives and how are we choosing to live. Are we living by our own whatever? Or are we choosing to live by God's whatever? And focusing and making our lives be all about what is good and just and righteous. It's something to think about. It's something for God's church to be all about. And I can't promise you that your always attitude of God's whatever is going to make everything good and joyful and wonderful and happy all the time. But know this, Christ didn't die on a cross so that you would be burdened by a load of guilt or a load of negative garbage about your own life and what you think about yourself. Christ died on the cross so that you could be set free from all that. And Paul is telling us this morning, just focus on the good. Focus on what brings us closer together as God's people. Focus on the things that will bring glory to God's name, not things that tear him down or tear down our faith. A psychologist said that the average person has more than 200 negative thoughts a day. Worry, jealousy, insecurity, craving for things that are forbidden, etc., etc., etc. And this same psychologist said that if you have depression, that you might have as many as 600 negative thoughts a day. We can't eliminate all of the troublesome things that go through our minds, but we can reduce the number of negative thoughts by changing our focus. So today, think on these things. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, then we need to think about these things. And God will provide us with his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, it is sometimes very hard in our human thinking, ways of thinking, to think about the good. Lord, help us to put aside the things that tear us apart from you and focus only on you and what you would have us do and be as we seek to live in this world. Lord, help us to be people who talk about and who live these whatevers that Paul provides us with today. Go with us now, we pray, in the name of Christ. Amen.